7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus trends are heading in the wrong direction in Jefferson County, so the state will tighten capacity restrictions starting tomorrow. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Jeffco had been at blue level on Colorado's COVID-19 dial, better than most Front Range counties, which are at yellow. But the case incidence rate, positivity rate, and hospitalizations are increasing, so the state health department alerted Jeffco of the change. Most new cases are among adults ages 20 to 39, and most outbreaks are in schools, offices, and retail. Also being blamed, less social distancing and more virus variants. The change means restaurants, gyms, and indoor events are limited to 50% of capacity. The county's mask order remains in effect indoors. Its public health director is urging residents to follow health guidance so plans for celebrations like graduations aren't disrupted. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Elbert County shut down its government building because of a COVID-19 outbreak. The building houses the clerk and recorder's office, motor vehicles, and the county treasurer. Those offices will be closed until Monday. Anyone who was in the building in the last 2 weeks is being asked to monitor for COVID symptoms. Elbert County, northeast of Colorado Springs, was where the state's first COVID-19 variant was detected last December. The state legislature will consider funding proposals for billions of dollars in new revenue for Colorado's roads and public transit. CPR transportation reporter Nathaniel Miner says that money would come from fees rather than taxes.
So there'd be new fees on gasoline, new fees on electric vehicle registrations, on Uber and Lyft rides, on deliveries, things like that.
CPR's Nathaniel Miner. The fees are meant to build new revenue streams as the state gets more electric vehicles, making the gasoline tax obsolete. The fees would start low, but increase every few years to keep up with rising costs. In Denver this morning, it's 36 degrees. Pueblo reporting 38. Grand Junction, 39. Highs will be close to 70 along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.